good place to be this morning. Well, the song's about the cross. It's all about Him this morning. Amen. You heard me say, amen, this is a hymn book. Amen. It's all about Him this morning. Amen. And I'm just thinking this week, you know, it's been Holy Week, and last Sunday is Palm Sunday, and Friday was what we recognize as Good Friday, and today is Easter Sunday, and what a blessing it is to be in the house of God and live in a country where we're free to do that. Amen. You know, a lot of countries, amen, we might not realize a lot of times, but a lot of countries, they haven't got the liberty to go and worship as we do here this morning. Amen. We're very privileged. A lot of folks gave their life. Amen.
Amen.
I've got a grandpa. Amen. You've probably got family members also that I never got to see. My mom's never known. Amen. Her dad. Amen. Because he gave his life. Amen. That we might be free. But nobody gave their life more than Jesus did.
Amen.
That we might be free this morning. Amen. We celebrate this time, amen, and rightfully so this morning, amen. I want you to turn to the book of St. John and the 19th chapter, and I ain't got nothing new, amen. I'm just going to preach the same old, amen, the same old knee route way, the same old gospel, amen, which the Bible says, amen, is the gospel this morning, and amen, and there's nothing new. That the Bible, there's nothing new that we need to preach this morning.
Amen.
But while we read, I want to read out of the book of St. John 19 and start at the 16th verse. I'd like for you to stand this morning, amen, just in reverence to the Lord. I don't often have you to stand, but I feel led to just have you stand this morning as we read God's Word, and then you can be seated. But the Bible says in verse 16, said, then delivered he them therefore unto them to be crucified, and they took Jesus and led him away. And he, bearing his cross, went forth unto a place called the place of the skull, which is called in the Hebrew tongue Golgotha, where they did crucify him and two others with him on either side, and Jesus in the midst. And Pilate wrote a title and put in the put on the cross, and the writing was Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews. This title then read many of the Jews, for the place where Jesus was crucified was nigh to the city, talking about Jerusalem, and it was written in the Hebrew and in the Greek and in the Latin. Then said the chief priest to the Jews and the Pilate, write not that he is the King of the Jews, but that he said, I am the King of the Jews. And Pilate answered, and what I have written, he said, I have written. Then the soldiers, when they had crucified Jesus, took his garments and made four parts, to every soldier a part, and also his coat. Now the coat was without seam and woven from the top throughout. They said therefore among themselves, let us not rend it, but cast lots for it, whose it shall be, for the scripture might be fulfilled, which saith, they parted my raiment among them, and for my vesture they did cast lots. These things, therefore, the soldiers did. Now there stood by the cross of Jesus his mother and his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Cleopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus, therefore, saw his mother, and the disciples standing by whom he loved, he saith unto his mother, mother, behold, woman, behold thy son. And then saith he unto the disciple, behold thy mother. And from that hour that disciple took her unto his own house. After this, Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished, that the scripture might be fulfilled, he saith, I thirst. Now there was set a vessel full of vinegar, and they filled the sponge with vinegar and put it upon hyssop and put it to his mouth. When Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, "It is finished." And he bowed his head and gave up the ghost. You may be seated this morning. Amen. And I read all of that, and you know, this morning, you know, we've looked at in the crucifixion of the Lord, the resurrection of the Lord, and amen, and it's good to reflect. No doubt many of you have read this many times. We've studied it several times. But wanted to read the crucifixion story, amen, about the Lord, and where he said there in verse 30, Jesus, therefore, when he had received the vinegar, he said, amen, that it is finished this morning. Amen. I'd like to preach just for a minute of time upon the thought, amen, of paid in full this morning. Amen. How many's ever had a note, bank note, that you had to work on, and amen, that you had to labor for? I know that many of us, amen, and no doubt all of us at times have had a bank note, maybe a house note or a car note, and amen, and you work hard and you try to pay that note off, and amen, and boy, you have to get up early and sometimes work some overtime, and you have to put up with a lot of things at work, and a lot of things get frustrating, it gets hard, and boy, sometimes you have to sweat a little bit and worry with things a lot, amen, to get that thing paid off. But you know, when they get it paid off this morning, you know, I like what one preacher said. He said, you know, you get that, it says it paid in full this morning. Yeah. You know, hey man, you looked at that this morning, I looked it up, and I've had things that I've had paid off, and hey man, and boy, when they stamp that thing, you know what they do? Hey man, they stamp it with red ink this morning. Hey man, have you ever noticed that? Hey man, yeah. They stamp it, hey man, with red ink. You know, the world, whether they even recognize it or not, they still honor the Lord, amen, even if they don't even recognize that's what they're doing this morning. Amen. They recognize them, amen, the significance, amen, of the red this morning. Boy, we read the Bible this morning. We read the words that, of Jesus that are written, amen, in red. But you know, it was a red blood, amen, of Calvary, amen, that Jesus shed for me and you, that paid for mine and your sin this morning. See, amen, we had a debt that we couldn't pay this morning. We held a debt that, amen, that no one, amen, could make the bank note for us. You know, they talk about Job and in the Bible, what a man that he was, and amen, he said he was perfect and upright in all of his days, but amen, he could not take away sin this morning. There ain't but one person that could take, amen, away sin, and that was the Lord Jesus Christ this morning.
Amen.
That was the Lord Jesus Christ this morning. Amen. He said, now when, amen, the vessel was full of vinegar at the, amen, and they filled the sponge with the vinegar, and they put it, amen, on hyssop and put it to his mouth. I said, when Jesus therefore had, amen, had received, amen, the vinegar, he said, it is finished, and bowed his head, amen, and he gave up the ghost. Amen. He said, it is finished. Amen. The work, amen, was done. The labor was done. Boy, none of us, I don't believe any of us, I know I haven't, amen, haven't sweated like the Lord did. And amen, you know, it was in agony. The Bible says in the Garden of Gethsemane, and knowing that he's going to take the sin of the whole world. Amen, you know, back in the Old Testament there, amen, that Moses made from, he said, this is the blood of the Old Testament. You know, I thought about this morning. I thought, boy, it'd be good if we had us a little communion service every now and then.
Yeah.
Amen. How many's ever done the communion? Amen. We take the bread and amen and break of his body. Amen. And we take the cup. Amen. And drink. And this is the blood of the New Testament. But Moses said, this is the blood of the Old Testament. Amen. The shedding of blood. Amen. And he said, but you know, the bulls and goats couldn't take away.
Amen.
Amen. Sin. It just rolled them forward for a while. Amen. It rolled them forward because, amen, and it just sort of was a payment, amen, that could be made, but the money wasn't in the bank yet. It's very simple this morning, but boy, when, amen, the Lord come, amen, he paid the sin debt this morning, amen, the money went into the bank this morning, amen, and the Bible said, amen, and said he went into the heart of the earth, amen, he preached to the souls in prison, those that had counted on the Lord, those that had trusted in the Lord, those this morning that, you know, they had done all they know to do this morning, amen, to live right before God, amen, but there's in a holding place of the Bible called paradise this morning. They could not go where God was because man is sinful this morning. Man is a sinful being, amen. He said there's none good, no, not one this morning, amen. There's none good, no, not one. We need the Lord. How many needs the Lord this morning? Amen. We need the Lord. Amen. If man could have been good enough, amen, Jesus wouldn't have to die this morning. Amen. Jesus wouldn't have to pay, amen, the price for me and you this morning. Amen. And the Bible said he went to the lower parts of the earth. You've heard me preach it many times. Amen. Went to the lower parts of the earth. He preached to the soul. Amen. In prison. Amen. He went down there. Amen. And he got the keys of death and hell. Amen. From that old devil this morning. See, the devil, amen, had a hope to them things. Man failed in the Garden of Eden. Amen. I went down there. I don't know how many of mine went, but I slipped off and went and watched old Phil Robertson last night. Amen. Amen. Duck Dynasty. Amen. I thought, boy, be the only time I get to come see him. Amen. I thought, I'm going to hear him preach. Amen. You know what he did? Amen. He got his old Bible out and began to preach. Amen. He didn't make a show. Amen. I don't know how many of you might have been down there. I don't know. I should have called some of you, I guess. And amen. Had his tag along, follow me down there. Amen. Boy, I want to go hear that man preach. I've read his books. I've heard his testimony. And boy, I tell you, there ain't nothing like having a good testimony for the Lord. Mm-hmm. Amen. And he opened that old Bible up. Amen. And he said right there from the beginning, amen, said, you know, man failed in the Garden of Eden. Amen. And we all know the story. Amen. How Eve partake the fruit and gave to Adam, and they both did eat, and amen, they're deceived by that old serpent. Amen. He saw the serpent and amen said, you know, said, amen, I'm gonna bring from the woman a seed this morning. He said, it will bruise his heel, but it'll bruise your head this morning. I'll tell you this morning, folks. Amen. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin this morning. It's paid for this morning. Amen. No one down there heard him preach. Amen. And he began to preach. Amen. He talked about, amen, in the beginning right there. He talked about, amen, how that folks are, amen, or don't know if he believed God. He read over in Psalms. Amen. The fool has said in his heart, amen, there is no God. Amen. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. He said, you know, amen, we're sitting on a planet right here. Amen. Traveling over 66,000 miles an hour. Amen. And we're sitting on a tilt like this right here. Amen. And we don't believe that there's a God. Amen. How in the world does it feel like we're moving that fast this morning? Sometimes time does, don't it? Amen. But you know this morning, amen, it's hard to think, amen, of all we are. Amen. And where we're at. Amen. That there is not a God this morning. Amen. There's not a God in heaven. Amen. That folks that paid the price for me and you. Amen. God this morning is, amen, made heaven and earth. He created. Amen. He created man in his own likeness and in his own image created he him. Folks, we're made in the likeness of God. Amen. We're made in the likeness of the Lord. Amen. And he come that. And the Bible said in John 3:16 that God so loved the world that he gave, amen, his only begotten Son this morning, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Boy, I'll tell you this morning, the Lord come to pay the price, Amen for me and you. Amen. But I love old Bill Robinson's testimony. He said, you know, amen. He said, before I got saved, he said, amen, before I come to know the Lord, he said, I wondered about this thing. He said, it was a preaching like I done, amen, and doing here tonight and like I'm doing this morning. He said, it pleased God that by the fullness of preaching that men should be saved this morning. Amen. He said, I was a heathen. Amen. That's what I was. Amen. Well, someone said, well, I don't know if I was a heathen or not. Well, I'll tell you what. Amen. Without the Lord, we're none good this morning.
Amen. That's right.
Amen. He said all the things he had done. Amen. And said, you know, said, I live like a heathen. Amen. I drank. Amen. Stayed high. And just was without God. Amen. Till the preaching of the cross come. Amen. This morning. Till the preaching of the Lord come. Amen. And it changed my life. Boy, I'm talking about a Lord that can change your life this morning. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I tell you this morning, amen, Jesus will, amen, he'll change you want to this morning. I still live in this old body. We still live in this old robe of flesh. And there's a warfare there. Amen. But there's something on the inside of me. Amen. That cries, Abba, Father. The Bible says this morning there's a warfare there. The flesh against the spirit against the flesh. And these two are contrary one to another. But he said, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world this morning. Amen. But he said this morning that, amen, that it was paid in full. Jesus said it was finished. I'm glad our sins have been paid, amen, in full this morning. Amen. Praise the Lord. I want to turn this morning. Amen. I want to turn to the book of Galatians this morning in chapter 2. Amen. You can give me plenty of time to preach this morning. Amen. I'm going to take my time. Amen. I can go back. You know, we talk about they cast lots for his pasture and stuff. And in Psalms 22, and I think verse 18, you know, they did cast lots for him. He said it was prophesied. All these things that Jesus prophesied, amen, has come to pass. Amen. And about Jesus this morning. One thing old Robertson talked about last night, amen, he talked about it, he read over in Matthew a lot. Hey, he talked about, you know, Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming. Amen. How many believe Jesus is coming this morning?
Right.
Amen. How many believe he rose from the dead?
Amen. Yeah.
I believe he's alive. He's just alive right now as me and you are sitting right here. You know why I believe that? Well, there's different reasons. Amen. But Bible says he rose even eat a little bit, even with the disciples this morning. Amen. He eat bread. He eat fish with them. Amen. He's alive this morning. And one day he's coming back. He's going to set his foot upon the ground. They're on the Mount of Olives.
That's right.
He's going to walk across the Brook Kidron. The eastern gates have been shut now for all these many years down in Jerusalem. But he's going to go in the eastern gate. I'm glad I'm on the winning side.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Well, if you ain't on the Lord's side, amen, you're missing out. Amen. I tell you, folks, I'd rather have the graces of God. Amen. I'd rather have the Lord. Amen. And knowing that I was doing just a little bit for the Lord. Someone said, well, you don't look like you're doing too much for me. Amen. To me this morning. Well, what little bit I can do, it'll be for the Lord this morning. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We think we got to get a certain place before we work before God. Amen. That ain't so this morning. Amen. What little bit we do can be in the Lord this morning. But in Galatians chapter 2, amen, in verse 20. Amen. I want to preach just a little bit about the cross. Amen. Just a little bit about the cross. Amen. What we took for us. Amen. To pay for my annual sin this morning. Brother Eric and Melissa asked me last week, said, what are you going to preach next Sunday? And I told them what I planned on preaching, but God sort of changed me a little bit. Amen. In that week. But I thought about preaching on the four crosses. Amen. The four crosses. See, everybody wants to talk, amen, about the Lord and about what God can do for them. And that's good. But nobody wants to recognize the cross no more.
Amen.
Amen. No one wants to recognize the cross. Amen. I'm going to tell you, folks, we have a cross that we've got to bear for the Lord. If you live for the Lord, you've got a cross. Amen. You've got to bear. No one wants to talk about the cross. Amen. But he said this morning, in verse 20, he said, I am crucified with Christ. This is Paul speaking. He said, I am crucified with the Lord. Amen. I am crucified with the Lord. Nevertheless, he said, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. Amen. The crucified Lord. Nobody wants to crucify. They don't want to, they want to sacrifice anything for the things of God no more.
Hello. That's right. Come on, brother.
It's what I want to do, the way I want to live. It's my life. I'll do what I want to with it. I beg your pardon. We belong to the Lord this morning.
Amen.
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 Amen. I'll tell you what, if my life, amen, I had a hold of it, amen, just like a lot of other people, they got a hold of their life, amen, and it's going every which way, but in the ways of God, everybody's wanting to do everything they want to do, everybody's talking about change, amen, they change the grace of God, amen, they change the things of the Lord, amen, into their own ways this morning, and we can see what a mess it's come into this morning, amen. But he said this morning, amen, he said, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. In the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me this morning. Amen. Paul said, I am crucified with the Lord. Amen. There were three rugged crosses on that day. Amen. Amen. Upon Calvary's brow. Amen. But I'll tell you this morning, amen, we are crucified with the Lord. Amen. To give sacrifice, the Bible said, offer our bodies a living sacrifice before the Lord, which is our reasonable service this morning. Amen. And to live, offer our lips of praise, of sacrifice. Amen. Unto the Lord this morning. Amen. We are crucified with the Lord. Amen. Amen. By the cross. Amen. The Bible said, if a man come after me, let him take up his cross and follow me. Deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. I want to turn to Galatians 6. Just read one verse there. Galatians 6. Amen. Just a couple pages over. Amen. And verse 14. This is Paul speaking to the Galatians here. Amen. Paul said, but God forbid that I should glory, save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Amen. Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me, and I unto the world this morning. Amen. But God forbid that I should glory, save in the cross. You know what we glory in this morning as children of God? Amen. You know what we glory in? Amen. I'm going to tell you. We glory in the things that we suffer for the Lord. Amen. Amen. The world, the Bible says, of preaching the cross is foolishness. Amen. To the world. Amen. The world don't understand. I don't expect folks to understand me. Amen. I don't expect folks to know, amen, understand what, amen, that I get out of the cross. I remember as a young boy, amen, and I'm still preaching this morning. I remember as a young boy, amen, and grandma and grandpa up there singing, and grandpa be getting happy, and he'd be a stomping that foot, and amen, and I remember them gathering around the altar, beginning to pray, and somebody getting saved, and amen, and some people shouting, amen, praise the Lord, and we just kids sitting back there in the back, and we'd wonder, what in the world are they getting happy about? Amen. I didn't understand what they got so happy, amen, about. We'd stand up on the back pew back there. Amen. There'd be somebody up praying. Amen. Somebody begin to get happy and the service would break loose. Amen. And we'd stand up on the back pew. Amen. And trying to see, amen, what was going on. Amen. But I didn't understand what was going on. It didn't mean a thing to me. Amen. Till I realized, when I give my life to the Lord, that Jesus had paid the price that I couldn't pay this morning.
Amen.
Amen. He suffered the death of the old rugged cross this morning. Amen. That we might live. That we might have life. That we might have it more abundantly. Amen. I'm going to tell you what America, the best thing America can do, amen, is get themselves back right with the Lord this morning. Amen.
Amen.
Just get themselves back right with God. Amen. Get back with the Lord. Amen. What happened to be this morning. Amen. I'll tell you, folks, Paul said, I am crucified. Amen with the Lord. I mean, we've got a cross. Amen. That we've got to bear. Amen. And Jesus bear. Amen. The cross this morning. Now, we couldn't. Amen. We couldn't pay for our own way out. Amen. We couldn't pay.
Amen.
Amen. Our debt, because we owed a debt that we couldn't pay. And it was a growing every day, just like the songs that they sang. And these kids, boy, I mean, they did a good job. And I like that last in this song. Amen. Go ahead. Drive the nails in my hand. Amen. If you think about, amen, what they are singing about this morning. Amen. Go ahead. Amen. And amen. And mock me if you want to. You just don't understand. But you know what the Lord told them? Amen. In another place. Amen. He said, Father, forgive them. Amen. For they know not what to do. Boy, amen. He said, if they had understood, Brother Hurry, they'd never crucify the Lord of glory. Amen. Boy, I'll tell you, knowing what I know now, amen, I tell you, I wouldn't take nothing from her journey this morning. Amen. Because, just like you said, it better felt than told this morning. Amen. Better felt than told this morning. We're crucified. Amen with the Lord this morning. Amen. I want to show you a little prophecy also. Amen. Here in Zechariah. Amen. It's been on my heart. I don't know. I'm just going to read it. Amen. Throw that in there for good measure this morning. Amen. I've got it marked here somewhere. Amen. In Zechariah. Amen. Go to Matthew and turn left. Amen. Go to Matthew and turn left to chapter 13. Amen. In verse 6 this morning. Amen. Boy, this Bible's good. You know it?
Amen.
Amen. I mean, this Bible is good stuff. Praise the Lord. Amen. And this is about close to 500 years before the Lord. Amen. These prophecies begin to take place. Amen. Boy, he's coming. Now, this country, amen, we've been living in right here in America. Amen. It's been a country for not hardly 250 years. Amen. This is 500 years before the Lord come. Amen. These prophecies was made. Amen. And you know what? They come about this morning.
That's right.
And when Jesus said, I'm coming back, amen, you can trust, amen, he's coming back. But he said this morning in Zechariah, amen, 13 and verse 6, he said, and one shall say unto thee and to him, what are these wounds, amen, in thy hand? Then he shall answer, amen, those with which I was wounded in the house of my friend this morning. Amen. Preacher asked me here the other day, here, oh, that's been a month or so ago, and I thought, my goodness, man, get your Bible out. Amen. Get your Bible out. Folks are traveling for the Lord in about that deep water.
Yeah.
Amen. And they need to get in water and they can swim in.
Come on,
amen. And they, like these kids saying, they need to wade out a little bit deeper. Amen. Step into the waters of his love. Wade out a little bit deeper. Folks are traveling and the water's about that deep. Amen. They'll get a little fuzzy feeling on them every now and then. They think they've done something for the Lord. Amen. And I'll tell you this morning, he said, I wonder, hey man, he said, if the Lord will have scars in his hand. I said, well, that's what the Bible says. Amen. Amen. He said, amen. Said that. Said, woman, ask, amen, what are these wounds, amen, that are in your hand this morning? Amen. The Bible says in the book of Psalms there, amen, in Psalms 22, amen, you can read Psalms 22. It's a crucifixion chapter. Amen. Said, they pierced my hands and my feet this morning. Amen. They pierced the Lord's hands and his feet. Folks, this morning, and amen, he said, not a bone should be broken. Amen. The Bible says when the Lord was hanging there, amen, and the Lord was hanging there and had seen him dead already, said that Roman soldier come, and instead of breaking his leg, said, amen, they pierced him with his side, amen, and out come, amen, blood and water, amen. Folks, I'll tell you this morning, yeah, without the shedding of blood, there's no remission this morning. But he said, out come blood and water, but the scripture might be fulfilled. Amen. Not a bone should be broken this morning. You know, not a bone was broken, just like the scripture said. Amen. And the Bible says this morning that, amen, he went to the heart of the earth, he preached to the souls in prison, like we were preaching about a minute ago. And, amen, he come out and he had the keys of death and hell. Amen. There in his girdle this morning. But brother, I'll tell you, he paid a price, amen, that we could not pay this morning. Paul said, Amen. This morning, if I'll glory, if I'll give praise, if I'll, amen, have anything to say, it'll be for the cross of the Lord this morning. Amen. It'll be for the cross of Christ this morning. Amen. They pierced my hands. Amen. And his feet this morning. Praise the Lord. The devil don't like the preaching of the cross this morning. Amen. He don't like the name of Jesus. Amen. He wants you to be silent. He'll tell you just how you ain't good enough.
Yeah.
You ain't educated enough. You're not strong enough. I tell you, when I become a Christian, amen, I was weak as I could be. Amen. I didn't even know where John 3:16 was at. Amen. I promise you, I did not know. Amen. I thought about some of the things the Lord has brought me through. Amen. And since I've been a child of God, since I've been a Christian. Amen. And I was raised in church. Amen. I was raised. I've seen a lot of these things going on, but I tell you, amen, I was raised in church this morning. Amen. And I was thinking this morning and this week and how the Lord has, amen, helped establish me and how I believe God's word is stronger now. Amen. I'm more sure now than I have ever been this morning. Ain't you?
Too, brother.
Amen. I am more sure now, amen, of my faith and my Redeemer liveth than I ever was this morning. Amen. But I remember as a teenager living to the Lord. We've got teenagers here, and I tell you, I'm proud of them as I can be. Amen. And hear them sing and the way they go. And I've seen them grow up here and see them do things for the Lord, and it just tickles my heart to death. But I remember as a teenager, amen, that the devil would work at me and say, well, amen, how do you know this is right? And how do you know this way is right? And how do you know that... Hey man, if them shouting, you know, I'd watch a TV show and they'd say, hey man, and I'd see how the that old priest would stand back there and it's all quiet and everything. And I thought, well, that's probably the way it was. They dressed in the old clothes and hey man and everything. I didn't realize it's a TV show. Hey man, before the Lord had brought me a long ways this morning. Hey man, and I shout hallelujah. I know what I'm shouting about this morning. Amen. Brother, I didn't start out on top. We ain't going to start out on top neither. We're growing every day, and I'm learning every day. How many still learning every day?
Amen.
Amen. I'm growing every day. Thank the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. The Bible says, amen, he buried in his body the living and the dying. Amen. Of the Lord Jesus Christ this morning. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'd rather suffer a little shame for the Lord. I'd rather suffer, amen, that folks just don't know what I'm living for.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Because he paid the price this morning. Amen. Because he paid the price. Amen. He said, Jesus said all these things. He said, it's all accomplished. It's all done. Amen. It's all done this morning. Amen. Amen. He said, when Jesus died for him, verse 26, saw his mother and his disciples, he said, from that hour, jumped down to 28. He said, after this, Jesus, knowing, verse 28, said, knowing that all these things were now accomplished, that the scriptures might be fulfilled, he said, I thirst this morning. Amen. See, the Lord knew that all that was done, amen, was accomplished. He knew, amen, he had went as far as he could go. Amen. But you know, amen, and after he knew all these things were done, all the sufferings, he said, Lord, I've been in the wilderness 40 days and 40 nights. I was tempted. Amen. And I preached the gospel. Amen. I've borne the agony. Amen. He suffered the death on the cross. Anywhere you can read, amen, nobody suffered like the Lord did. Amen. Nobody went through the pain like the Lord did. Amen. He said they plowed furrows. Amen. Up my back. Amen. I mean... he suffered an awful death. You couldn't even recognize him as a human this morning. He said, I paid the cost. You know, he took mine and your suffering this morning.
Amen.
He took mine and your pain this morning. Amen. Pain that we had. And I'm going to look at that there. He said, you know, said, I thirst. Amen. Amen. One made the waters, made the seas, made the fountains of waters. Amen. He said, I thirst this morning. Amen. I thirst. knowing that he had made all these things, yet he done without this morning. Done that for me and you. What a price he paid. Well, I'll tell you this morning, next time you get that bill paid off, next time you get that bank note paid off, we have them sometimes. They stamp that thing and hit red there. You mind that red ink? You think about your salvation.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. I'm glad one night. Amen. I come to the Lord, Brother Morris. Amen. And I give him my all. I said, you know, I said, I ain't got much. And I sure want to make heaven my home. You know something this morning? Amen. I listened to Phil Robertson last night. He said, you know, he says something, Dad, there's something, amen, that runs in our family. Amen. Yeah, death runs in my family.
Mm-hmm.
We all talk about, amen, about somebody else's family. They passed away, and that's right and noble. But death runs in your family, too. One of these days, we'll have to deal with the Lord. You know that?
Mm-hmm.
Boy, there ain't nothing going to be no better. Amen. When we see that red blood stamped there, paid for. Amen. You know, we were bought with price. Amen. How many knows we were bought with price?
Amen.
We were bought with price. Amen. Not silver and gold. Amen. But the precious blood of Jesus was bought with price. Amen. Paid for in red this morning. Amen. When he stamps me and you, amen, it's going to be red this morning. Paid in full. I'm paid for it, ain't you?
Amen.
I belong to the Lord. I used to belong to the world. I used to belong to the devil. Amen. I used to belong to whatever, amen, ever what sin wanted me to do. That's the way I went. Amen. But thanks be to the Lord. Amen. I belong to Him this morning. Amen. Praise the Lord. Ain't you glad He paid it all this morning?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I'm glad He paid the price. Amen. Folks, we'd be hurting this morning if He hadn't paid the price. And I said, well, amen. What can I do for Him? Amen. I'm going to have to do nothing. I'm going to say this and I'm going to come to a close. Amen. My son-in-law, his mother got cancer and he's remembered. It had been a year or two ago. And she found out she had cancer. She wouldn't go to the doctor, but she found out she had cancer. 2 weeks before she passed away. Amen. She was in the right mind. She asked Rebecca, what do I need to do? She confessed to the Lord, but she said, I'm going to make sure everything's all right. She said, I know I'm not going to be here long. What more do I need to do? I want to make heaven. Said, I love my Jesus. Said, I want to know what more I need to do. Said, Mom said, you don't have to do anything. Said, He done it all.
Amen.
Ain't you glad the Lord done it all? Amen. All we have to do is just accept Him. Amen. And live for Him. He done it all. I'm glad He paid it all, ain't you?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. You glad you're saved? Say amen.
Amen.
Let's bow our heads. I'm going to closing prayer. Lord, we just thank you today for your goodness. And God, we've attempted this morning, Lord, do our best in trying to minister your word this morning, Lord. And Father, we just pray that you'd ever help us, Lord, to lift up the bloodstained banner. And God, to lead people to you, Lord, Father, and help us to reach one another. Help us to reach our families and neighbors that don't know you, Lord. God, we pray, Father, that you just keep us humble, keep us placed in the center of your will. Help us, Lord, we may draw near to you. God, we pray. Lord, and just bless this day. Bless each one that's here today, God. And Lord, help us just to reflect on all that you've done for us, God. And as we rejoice, as we celebrate this day with the hiding of eggs and your resurrection, we just pray, God, for your blessings on each thing today and every family. And we praise you for it all. And everybody said amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let's stand this morning. Amen. I'll tell you what I'd like to do. It's all right, Brother Eric and Donald. I'd like these kids come and get that last song they sung. Amen. And sing it one more time for us. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Get your papers. Amen. And talk to the Lord if you need to pray. But let's make a joyful noise to the Lord. Ain't the Lord worth all the praise we can give him this morning? Amen. You've asked. That's what Jesus did. Thank you.
Your hand.